Welcome everybody, Shir number 1397. We're learning today Lila Nishmas Moshe Doiv, Bemer Baron Zisa Lila Nishmas Blima Bas Ramosha, and the Fua Shalema Yehudis Chava Bas Libar Nina, getting back to the halachas of Hachana Lachoil. Okay, so before we go further, I just want to go through some various different examples, some questions people ask. It's just a general concept that we have an understanding of what it's all about. So first of all, we mentioned something a while back in reference to, we said Shalosh Sudos, if one wants to clean the table, right, and you still have a couple of hours left to the end of Shabbos. I'm just giving an example. And Kavod Shabbos, Oinek Shabbos, whatever the case might be, Kavod Shabbos, it should look nice, the table. But the point is what Hachana L'chol, preparation, this Isser of Hachana, preparing for the week, is all about. It really has nothing to do with Kavod Shabbos. Kavod Shabbos is a beautiful thing, but whatever was brought to my attention, the fact that we say Kavod Shabbos is a very nice thing, everything, right, it's a beautiful thing. If we could keep on saying Kavod Shabbos, everything we do, in fact, I know I have relatives of my own that mamish, when I see when they eat the Kavod Shabbos Kodesh, they, and maybe not every bite, but the first bite they take, they say the Kavod Shabbos Kodesh, not by the challah, obviously, no hefsek, but the first bite of fish, the Kavod Shabbos Kodesh, first bite of soup, first, spoon of soup, okay, but there's already, a different level. Many of us, it's a hard thing, but it's a beautiful thing to do, to have in mind the Kavod Shabbos Kodesh. But the point of Hachana, getting back to our the halachas of Hachana, is when we look at a situation and we want to do something, I want to do an action, and this action is allowed to be done on Shabbos. That's not the issue, right? We've discussed that many times. The action I'm doing now is allowed to be done on Shabbos. Let's say, for example, sweeping. I'm sweeping a floor, a hard floor, and I'm not talking about a carpet. I'm not talking about And I'm not talking about a dirt floor, a regular hard marble floor. I just want to sweep it up, right? So you're allowed to sweep a hard floor in where we live on Shabbos, because in fact, there's a gezeira. Sweeping a floor on Shabbos is problematic if there's some places, if there's some houses in the city where the person lives, whereby it's a ground floor, in other words, a dirt floor. Okay, but in the general areas where most of us live in the city, they're hard floors, so that's not an issue. So I want to sweep my floor, right? And it's regular crumbs, dirt, dust, whatever. So maybe I shouldn't sweep because then I won't have to sweep tonight. I have to sweep tonight after Matzah Shabbos. In other words, after Abdullah, what do I have to do? One of the ways that I clean the house, right? Many of us, after Shabbos, we clean up from Shabbos to Suda and everything. So the Shalosh Sudas, we rearrange everything, wash the dishes, fine. One of the things we do, many of us, we sweep the floor, right? We sweep the floor. So maybe I can't sweep the floor on Shabbos because of the fact that I'm really preparing like this. I won't have to sweep tonight. Oh, but the answer is not like that. If you're sweeping the floor and you're doing it plain and simple, so we shouldn't have to walk on crumbs. I mean, I want to walk in my kitchen and not have to walk on the crumbs and have crunching under my feet, right? The person walks and they're crunching, they're stepping on the crumbs, which besides the fact it's a kosher lanias rachmanas lan, it brings upon, whatever, not good things, and you're not supposed to be stepping on crumbs bichlau, but just the fact of the person wants to be clean. He wants to have a clean floor in general. I don't want to have to step and bring crumbs all over the place. I crunch on the crumbs and I bring crumbs into the living room, the dining room, and it's. I want to have a clean house. So that itself is not called hachana. That's not considered that's not called whereby a person is preparing for the week. I'm doing it for now. I want to have a clean floor. The same way somebody mentioned to me an interesting question in reference to, let's say you have the children or the einiklach, whatever the case is, and they have the toys all over the floor. Fine. So what do you want to do? We're not talking about boirer. I'm not separating piles of toys. That's not the issue. I'll just move it over to the side, either kick it to the side or take a broom and sweep the toys over or push the toys over, everything over to the side, or I'll throw it all into a box. So why are you doing that? To save time for tonight. Okay, I'll save time after Shabbos is over and the kinderlach go to bed or whatever the case is. Good. I'm going to save time. I won't have to clean up the floor. Right, so I save time. You'll say, 1 second. So you can't do that. You can't throw all the toys into a box. You can't push the toys on the side. You can't sweep them off to the side, you know, so that people can walk or whatever the case is, or that they won't be in the way, there won't be a mess. Why? Because like this, tonight, if I do it now, tonight, after Avdolah, I won't have to do it. So if I won't have to do it tonight, I'm going to save time. No, it's not like that. It's good, you're going to save time tonight, but the bottom line is, I'm doing it for now. Why are you doing it for now? Because it's in the living room. People walk, right? I don't want people just stepping all over it. And it's number one. Number two, it's a mess. It doesn't look nice. So I'm doing it for now. Okay, so that's basically the concept. And the same thing, like we spoke about the Shalosh Sudos table, which we're going to talk about some more. My table's there's a mess over there. Right? I still have time till the end of Shabbos. So we spoke about Kavod Shabbos, but I want to clean it. I should have a clean table. Why do I have to sit in? There's no halacha that says that you have to sit in a mess on Shabbos, right? Even though you'll say, good, putting aside the Kavod Shabbos part, but there's no halacha that says, well, so now you won't have to clean. In other words, much as Shabbos comes, I clean up the table from Shalosh Sudos. Now I won't have to clean it up, so I'll save time. But if you're doing it for now, so that I'll have a nice clean table, right? There's no chiyuv to sit in a mess. There's no chiyuv to be crunching on crumbs with your feet, and there's no chiyuv to be kicking around, you know, to be walking on, tripping over toys, and whatever the case is. All these are cases for now, and a person wants to do it for now. Now, meaning on Shabbos, for Shabbos day or Shabbos night, whatever the case is, for Shabbos before this mom, before one actually makes Havdalah. Okay, so that's, I just wanted to bring that out. We should have an understanding that it's not always totally in, you know, connected to Kavod Shabbos, or even if you'll say, like I said, you'll save time automatically. Now, what would be a case the other way, flipping it the other way? Let's say I finish Shalosh Sudos. This case is brought down also. Again, we'll try and get into all these things in reference to Shalosh Sudos, right? We had Shalosh Sudos, let's say, in a hall, right? Let's say in a hall, and the place, everybody goes home, fine, there's 2-3 hours left of Shabbos, no problem. But that hall, let's say, and we're not talking about the waiters, I'm not getting into the whole thing right now. The hall, everybody goes home, that's it, we lock the door, finish. After Shabbos, you have to come back and clean up. So what am I going to do? I'm not in the mood of coming back after Shabbos and cleaning up. And nobody's using the hall. Nobody's going in there. The door's locked. Nobody's going in there. And it's not a question of, good, I took away all the food, right? I took away all the food, the food that'll spoil, all that. I put it away. It's not a question of spoiled food or whatever. It's just plain some dirt on the table that I could either clean it now or I could either clean it after Shabbos. Nobody's going in there, number one. Nobody's davening there, number two, right? It's locked. Nobody's, and it's not a question whereby I need it now at all. It's just I'm coming back. Since I'm already here, right? I live 5 blocks away. Since I'm already here in the hall, I'll clean up everything now, save time for tonight. Like this, after Shabbos, I don't have to come back and finish. But there's no reason why I have to do it now. Oh, so that's already a major problem. That would be a real clear case of hachana l'chol. I'm just doing it plain and simple so that, like this, I could save an hour or two of my time of having to schlep back to the hall, right? Oh, unlocking the door, cleaning the table, or whatever the case might be. I'm just giving an example. That would be a real case in time of hachana. And obviously, there's many other cases, but I just wanted to, you know, give over a few examples whereby we have an understanding. If it's for now, I have a reason for now, it's good. Even though, again, the point is, like we saw, even though I'm going to be saving time later. But if I'm doing it strictly just to save time later, so that I don't have to waste my time after Shabbos, that's cool. That's a real case of preparation for week. That's a real hachana liyamacha, hachana l'chol, for even though it's Matzi Shabbos or whatever. And that's another thing. Hachana l'chol doesn't have to be for Sunday, Monday, Tuesday. It could just be for right after Havdalah, right after the Zman. That's also I'll call hachana l'chol. In other words, whereby I don't have to come back after Havdalah. Okay, we'll continue next time. Thank you for listening. Aslachem Baruch Hu Kol Tuv.